The Magic Man.
Yeah, you know, I can't even believe this. No matter where I hide in this building, you always seem to find me, Retro Rick. I'm in here in the bathroom trying to take care of business, and you got to come in here in the stall to try to get an interview with me? Seriously. Seriously, can a man get any privacy around here with you around? That's right. Go ahead, ask me what you want to ask me.
Well, wasn't a great night for Magic Incorporated.
No, it wasn't. I don't understand what... I had full confidence in Dan Walsh. And then this Pete Madden guy decides that he's going to win this match. I don't understand what happened, but we had the better up of him there for a long time. And then, it didn't go the way we wanted.
Yeah, well, he started off by kind of surprising you. He jumped out of the crowd.
Yeah, dressed up like you. He jumps out of the crowd dressed up like you, Retro Rick.
He did.
And I don't understand that. How did he know to dress up like you? I didn't see him coming. And next thing I know, I'm thinking it's just another guy coming up here trying to get an interview with me. I'm thinking it's you. And next thing I know, it's Pete Madden trying to bash our skulls in. I didn't like that.
Well, I tell you, over the past year, I've had the chance to get to know him pretty well. And he asked me to do him a favor. I figured I'd help him out.
Oh, so you're behind all of it. Well, now I know. I know how this goes around here. I know where your loyalties lie there, Retro Rick. You are all the way behind the human wrecking ball, Pete Madden, and that's just fine. You can do that because he's retired and I'm not. I'm still here in Metro Pro, and my goal now is to go after some gold and some titles around here.
But after, like you mentioned, Dan Walsh, he came up short in his match. And
hey, don't say nothing bad about Dan Walsh. He gave up everything he could for that match, and he trained hard all week long for that, and he's been doing a lot of this kind of matches. So he's a very talented young man, and I'm happy to have him in Magic Incorporated, and he will be back.
But because of the result of the match, Pete Madden got 5 minutes with you, and it didn't seem to take 5 minutes. He just did his business. And
well, wait a minute. You know, I got the first 2 minutes of that pretty much on my own there. You know, everything was fine until, things didn't really quite. I was starting to light the Yule log. I was trying to light
it. Yeah, I noticed that lighter fluid that you used tonight in your hand right now.
Yeah, well, we were going to use it. We were going to have a little cheese flambe with Pete Madden's head, and that kind of backfired on me.
So. Yeah, definitely did. So, I guess your feud with him is done since he's retired, but you plan to advance in Metro Pro further.
I've planned on forgetting all about the human wrecking ball, Pete Madden, and moving on with my career because I know that how he is. He won't be gone for long. He'll come back. I know how he is. I've been working with him a long time. He'll be around here. He'll be trying to sneak his nose in my business at some point in time.